This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korean state media says Thursday's launch was its largest intercontinental ballistic missile fired during a drill to demonstrate a tough response posture to ongoing U.S.-South Korea military drills. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
State media released photos of the launch on Friday showing Kim Jong-un watching the launch with his daughter and included photos from space apparently shot by a camera mounted on the missile. North Korea fired the ICBM into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan on Thursday, hours before South Korea's president flew to Tokyo for a summit that discussed ways to counter the nuclear-armed North Korea. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
France President Emmanuel Macron is moving forward with a controversial plan to reform the country's pension system without a parliamentary vote as protests continue across the country and opposition parties prepare to call a no-confidence vote today. Macron Thursday used a constitutional power to pass legislation raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a parliamentary vote. The Senate passed the bill Thursday, but right-wing politicians in the National Assembly opposed the measure, which meant the bill did not have enough votes. Two-thirds of French voters opposed the pension overhaul, according to polls. And time may be running out in the U.S. for Chinese-owned entertainment platform TikTok, with the White House on Thursday supporting proposed legislation that would effectively ban the app over concerns about safety of the data of the 100 million Americans who use the trendy video platform. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the U.S. Department of Defense is taking steps to reduce the persistent problem of military suicides.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wants additional study of recommendations to limit service members' access to firearms and ammunition as a way of reducing suicides in the military. Findings show 66% of all active-duty military suicides are carried out with firearms. The number is 70% by National Guard and Reserve members. But Austin's orders addressing suicides make no mention of the gun proposals, which would likely draw strong opposition from lawmakers.
That was Norman Hall reporting. Gabon's presidency announcing Thursday that the transport minister has resigned a week after a ferry disaster that claimed the lives of 21 people with another 16 people still missing. There had been growing calls for the minister's departure from relatives of the victims and opposition politicians since the disaster off the coast of Gabon. The government had already suspended four senior figures inside the Merchant Marine and Maritime Affairs Administration. M23 rebels in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have withdrawn from several villages ahead of military deployments by regional forces, officials announcing on Thursday. A recent lull in fighting has come after the Tutsi-led rebel group advanced closer to Goma, threatening to cut off road links to the city of more than 1 million people on the border with Rwanda. And mortgage rates here in the United States have dropped after five straight weeks of increases. We get more on the story.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average on the benchmark 30-year rate has fallen to 6.6%, down about an eighth of a point from last week. That's welcome news for home buyers as the housing market's spring buying season gets underway. Rates on 30-year mortgages usually track the moves of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing loans. Treasury yields have tumbled since the collapse of two mid-sized U.S. banks, with the 10-year yield falling to under 3.5% Thursday. It was over 5% last week, its highest level since 2007. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Pfizer's COVID-19 pill Paxlovid won another vote of confidence from U.S. advisors on Thursday, clearing the way for its full regulatory approval by the Food and Drug Administration. The medication has been used by millions of Americans since the FDA granted its emergency use authorization in late 2021. The agency says the final on giving Pfizer's drug full approval is expected to be decided in May. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.